While in a lot of ways relationships with friends had a similar effect as those with family, says William Chopik, assistant professor of psychology at Michigan State University and the author of the study, in others they surpassed them. If the primary family has been oversold as a key to long life, so has the importance of avoiding conflict or emotional upset. Shouting back at cable news is no way to spend your golden years. But passion, it's turning out, may be more life-sustaining than apathy, engagement more than indifference. In a study published by the American Aging Association, researchers analyzed data from the Georgia Centenarian Study, a survey of 285 people who were at least or nearly 100 years old, as well as 273 family members and other proxies who provided information about them. The investigators were looking at how the subjects scored on various personality traits, including conscientiousness, extroversion, hostility, and neuroticism. As a group, the centenarians tested lower on neuroticism and higher on competence and extroversion. Their proxies ranked them a bit higher on neuroticism as well as on hostility. It's impossible to draw a straight line between those strong personality traits and long life, but the authors saw a potential one, citing other studies showing that centenarians rank high on moral righteousness, which leads to robust temperaments that may help centenarians adapt well to later life. At the same time that crankiness, judiciously deployed, can be adaptive, its polar opposite, cheerfulness and optimism, may be less so. Worried people are likelier to be vigilant people, alert to a troubling physical symptom or a loss of some faculty that overly optimistic people might dismiss. Friedman and his collaborator, Leslie R. Martin, a professor of psychology at La Sierra University in Riverside, California, based their book on work begun in 1921 by Stanford University psychologist Louis Terman, who recruited 1,500 boys and girls born around 1910 and proposed to follow them throughout their lifetimes, and when he died, which happened in 1956, to have successors continue the work. Friedman and Martin have been two of those successors, and they've learned a lot. Our research found that the most cheerful, outgoing children did not, for the most part, live any longer than their more introverted or serious classmates, says Friedman. Excessively happy people may ignore real threats and fail to take precautions or follow medical advice. It's okay to fret, if in a responsible manner.